T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Absolutely we do. And you know what? Let me let you run, because Casey Jones will tell us if we have any chance.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the info.
He does. Casey, you got all the info, right?
Dude, it's not about the uniform. Sorry. It's not about the uniform. It's not about Notre Dame and their rushing attack. It's not about Wimbush and him being a great running quarterback. It's not about that offensive line. It's not about them being number 3 in the country. It's about Canes, baby.
That's right.
And the Canes are hungry and nasty again. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, baby.
What impressed you most? Watching that Virginia Tech game, what impressed you most coming out of that performance?
I think just the speed of the team, man. I think that the entire team played a faster, more aggressive style of football. And they did it at the right time. You know, it was the biggest game of the season. They hadn't been able to put 4 quarters together, and they did. And they did it in a pretty dramatic fashion against Virginia Tech, man. I loved it.
I loved it too, man. And you know what? It's funny. The reason why I knew and I know what color jerseys they're wearing on Saturday is because you arranged this. And I got to give you props, Casey, because I lost a little wager with you 5-6 weeks ago. You could have really gone hard and embarrassed me. And, well, you're embarrassing me a little bit because I don't know how well I fill out this uniform. But you arranged it with the equipment staff to get me all the gear, all the actual authentic gear for Saturday. So I went in yesterday. And I did try it on. I posted some pictures yesterday to everyone's horror. But I do have shoulder pads. I've got the knee pads. I've got the authentic jersey, the game pants, socks, cleats, helmet, face mask, chin strap, the whole 9. And that's what I'm going to wear to the pregame show.
Rock and roll, baby.
That's right. And I knew they were wearing orange on white because that's the gear they gave me, and they wanted me to match the team.
I think it's awesome, man. I think when these two teams match up, man, you got to have the classic uniforms, man. You know, you got to identify which team is which. You wouldn't want any alternate uniforms in
right.
this thing. But that doesn't matter, man. It's, what matters is we're celebrating. It's not about humiliation. It's about celebration, man. We'll save all the humiliation for Notre Dame. And I want this bad too, man. I've been to the last – so they had this series for the last 4-5 years. I've been to all the games. I went to the game in Chicago at Soldier Field. Went to the game last year at South Bend. I don't ever have to go to South Bend ever again in my life.
You had a terrible time at South Bend. The Uber drivers up there suck.
Uber's in trouble. Uber, I'm getting Uber. My attorney, Larry Littrell, is in contact with them now.
Yeah, I want to fill people in on what happened. So KC, he was in South Bend last year to attend the Miami-Notre Dame game, and you did attend it. But as you were taking an Uber in South Bend, your knucklehead Uber driver – wasn't paying attention, ran a red light. You get into a car accident in an Uber, and it messed up your knee. You had to have surgery. Did I have that correct, Casey?
You can't stop me, though, man. I made the game. I made the pregame. I was there bright and early. I was there on the sidelines. They tried to throw me off 6 or 7 times. Can't stop me, man. Can't stop me.
I remember when we were doing pregame together, like, you told me the story during one of the commercial breaks. I thought you were, like, BSing me. Like, I thought you were like, wait, what? You got into an accident and you still showed up to the game, your knees all messed up? Hurt, man.
Hey, man, there's only one way to play, man. Let's do it. I'm excited about this game, man. I don't know about you. And I like how it's all been, you know, the narrative on this game is all about Notre Dame. It's all about them being number 3. It's all about Kelly resurrecting that program, has a brand-new staff coming in. But I think what people are missing out on is the fact that they've never played in a game with these types of athletes, this type of speed, and in this type of environment. I think they're underestimating University of Miami and the Canes fans and that stadium and that environment very much.
We are talking with UM Sports Hall of Famer, former Miami Hurricanes center, 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos. Casey Jones is with us. Casey, how do you see Miami's defense matching up with Notre Dame? This is a team that they want to run the football. Like, there's no question about it. Notre Dame wants to pound the rock. They want to be physical up front. How does Miami slow them down?
I think it's by speed and by movement. You know, I think the last thing that anybody wants to do is just to stand in front and let this offensive line just mow you down. So I think Manny Diaz sees that. He's going to be running different directions with the defensive line. He's going to be bringing 5-6 man pressures with the linebackers, the strong safeties. Everybody's going to be coming in. They're going to attempt to slow this Notre Dame offense down. And you look back in their schedule, the only team that was able to slow them down was Georgia. Georgia held them to 55 yards of rushing, right? So that's pretty significant, right? But this is a team that goes 325, 326, 327 each and almost every game. So I think that with the movement, the athleticism of our guys up front, I think they're going to get into that backfield, and I think they're going to wreak havoc on Notre Dame.
And you want to make Wimbush one-dimensional. Like, you want to force that guy to drop back and throw.
Yeah. Yeah, and also something to think about. Notre Dame played Wake Forest last week. Josh Adams carried the ball 5 times, and they pulled him out. They suspect he may have a concussion. Mm. He's a little dinged up. That's the last thing I would want to do is run against that defense with a headache. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So they're gonna do their best to. And we've seen the Miami defense and a Manny Diaz defense do this before. They identify a guy that they're just going to pound on, that they're just going to chew on all game long. They're going to wear him out and take away that weapon. And I think that's the guy they're going to take out. They'll take out Josh Adams first.
How good is Notre Dame's defense, KC? I know they put up some good numbers and they're good on paper, but how do they match up with the Canes?
You know what? I think that Miami saw a better defensive line against Virginia Tech. I think these guys are good. They're athletic. But I don't think that they're, especially in the secondary, I don't think they're as athletic as Miami is with their playmakers. They're giving up 250 yards passing a game. That's 90th in the nation, and 15 scores through the air. So I definitely think that there's some big plays out there for this Miami offense against that secondary.
KC, you got to show me how to put the gear on properly. It took me like 28 minutes to put. It took me like 28 minutes to put everything on yesterday when I tried on my gear.
Hey, man, you put your pants on one leg at a time, brother. You know?
These guys, like your buddies there at the equipment room, they went out of their way to give me everything a size too small because what they gave me was not the same as what I tried on. So I'm thinking they're all having a laugh about this. I specifically told them extra large everything, and they did give me extra large pants, thank God, but they're still tight as hell. But they gave me a large jersey. I can barely get the jersey over the shoulder pads.
Man,
it's a nightmare.
You don't want to get a grab, man. It's got to be tight. It's got to be tight, man. You got to remember, man. Look good, feel good, play good.
All right, that's going to be
feel good, play good. You're gonna have the best pregame ever, brother.
That's
best
gonna be my ever. Mantra this week. I've just got to find a way to be able to wear the helmet with my headset, you know, because I don't want to have to take the helmet off during every segment.
Well, you just put it on for pictures.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll put it on for pictures.
And you got gloves too. You gotta have gloves.
Ooh, I'm not sure. I think they may have forgotten to give me gloves.
Now that I think about it. We'll tape you up. We'll bring some tape.
I tell you though, KC, the only thing that I need, and I've been asking the listeners because I'm sure somebody out there will have one. I need a turnover chain. Like, I need a replica turnover chain to put on over the outfit, over the uniform. So I'm hoping somebody will bring me one to wear Saturday.
I think did you talk to anybody from Notre Dame this week?
Not yet. No, I'm going to talk to Tim Brown tomorrow.
Get a good Brown's perfect, man. Get a good zing on him, man. He was worried about guys beating him up after the game back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
So
get a good zing on him. I think that's worthy of a turnover chain.
I'm going to. He's KC Jones. You're going to hear KC and I together be broadcasting at the South Gate at Hard Rock Stadium. So come by and say hi to us. KC is just going to be wearing like his usual polo and khakis. I'm going to be wearing the full uniform. Ironic, because the actual football player is going to be wearing street clothes. I'm going to be wearing the jersey, the pads, the helmet, the game pants, socks. I've even got cleats. I got to figure out if I want to wear the cleats on concrete. That could be trouble. But come out and say hi to us at the South Gate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.